This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress Wednesday, thanking President Joe Biden and the United States for its support while calling for more sanctions on Russian officials and additional military aid. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
An emotional moment as U.S. lawmakers applauded the leader of Ukraine. Addressing them after 3 weeks of fighting against the unprovoked Russian invasion. Zelensky showed graphic video of the Russian destruction of Ukrainian cities, reminding lawmakers of the stakes of the conflict.
We are fighting for the values of Europe and the world, sacrificing our lives in the name of the future. That's why today the American people are helping not just Ukraine, but Europe and the world to keep the planet alive, to keep justice in history.
Zelensky once again urged the United States and allies to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Well, President Biden has already ruled out a no-fly zone because it could lead to direct confrontation with Russia. Lawmakers say there are other options. President Biden signed a bill on Tuesday that provides $13.6 billion in humanitarian and military aid for Ukraine. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Russian forces destroyed a theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people were sheltering Wednesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigeria has evacuated at least 1,800 of its citizens from Ukraine since Russia's invasion, but 80 Nigerian students remain trapped in the southern city of Kherson. Russian forces have captured the city, and the students this week called on the Nigerian government to come to their aid. VOA's Timothy Obuja reports.
It's another cold night in underground bomb shelters for Nigerian students in Kherson. The students have been trapped for about 2 weeks since Russian forces seized the town on March 3rd. The students say gas and internet services have been cut off and that they are running out of food. Akinyemi Victor, who graduated from the Kherson State Maritime Academy, spoke about the students' situation on Twitter.
When there is no gas, there is no heating system. We heat now through or via this heating system of firewood in the house, and we cook there too. Some of us who tried to escape, maybe trying to go out of the city, the Russian armies are sending them back home. They can't go out. No supplies coming. Nothing going out and nothing coming in.
An estimated 150 Africans are believed to be trapped in the city, according to online groups calling for their evacuation. This week, the Nigerian students called on their country people to come to their aid. Nigerian Foreign Affairs Minister Jeffrey Onyama responded and said authorities are working with Nigeria's ambassadors in Ukraine and Russia to assist the students. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Researchers are exploring a potential link between COVID-19 and diabetes. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
It's already clear that a coronavirus infection can lead to severe complications for people with diabetes. Now scientists are asking if a rise in cases during the pandemic is more than just a coincidence. A CDC report examining the databases for two large insurance companies found diabetes was substantially more common in children who'd had COVID-19. At Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, type 1 diabetes cases jumped almost 60% during the first year of the pandemic. Diabetes specialist Dr. Ines Thomas says Mott's Children's Hospital in Michigan has seen a 30% increase. The timing raises concerns, and Thomas says hope that a link may be discovered to figure out the trigger. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress Wednesday, thanking President Joe Biden and the United States for its support, while calling for more sanctions on Russian officials and additional military aid, while Russian forces apparently destroyed a theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people were sheltering Wednesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.